Who cares? This is my show live in Virginia Beach on this Wednesday. Apple Podcasts, Anchor, welcome. I was watching the Duke-Virginia Tech game. Virginia Tech won. Duke lost. They played Wednesday against Carolina. Surprisingly lost. They played against Syracuse on Saturday. Won that game. And then they played last night against Virginia Tech. Again, losing. What's the issue with Duke? Why? Why are they losing these games? Zion being out? A lot of people don't think it's Zion. Lots of people don't. Lots of people do. The issue with Duke is that they're missing their best player. Virginia Tech has a great defense, so they were able to pound the good offense players that Duke has. They shut them down, and it was amazing by Virginia Tech. Duke, on the other hand, for the people that don't think it's Zion, here's some piece of information. Duke was tied and at some point took the lead as the best basketball team in the country. Ever since Zion left, Duke has not only dropped to the second, but to the third. And more than likely, by next Monday, the fifth. That's the impact that Zion has on Duke. Now, North Carolina, they don't have a player that's hurt, that's considered a superstar. North Carolina is doing pretty good. Kentucky, doing pretty good. Gonzaga, doing pretty good. Duke lost their best player. Sinking. Not doing as good. Fifth in the country. Possibly by next Monday. When they were number one with Zion. When they have Zion, it's a complete different story. Zion. Number one team in the league. A team that looks threatening. A team that you don't want to go up against. And a team that's scary. Without Zion, what are they? The fifth best team soon to be in the league. Now, when they have Zion, what does that mean for the ACC? That means watch out. Especially if you're on the lower end of things. Pittsburgh. Pitt. Lower end. Upper end, Virginia. North Carolina. Watch out when they have Zion. When they don't, Duke's beatable. Last three games, without Zion, Duke's won one of the three. With Zion, they were the best team in the country. North Carolina, rising in the ACC and in the March Madness brackets. Virginia Rising. Indiana is on the low end of things. They're not in the ACC, but they're still on the low end. The last 6 weeks, going into the Wisconsin game, one game. Wisconsin's not the team that you want to play at all when you're going in as cold as ice. Wisconsin's good. Wisconsin's got hope. Duke, do they have hope? I believe they do. When Zion Williams comes back. Terry Bradshaw said when Pittsburgh did not have Le'Veon Bell in the off season, with Bell, Pittsburgh's a Super Bowl team. Without Bell, they're not. That's how I feel exactly the same about Duke. With Duke, with Zion, Duke's a competitor for the national championship. Without Zion, they're not. Alright, well, let's shift out of that and shift into the NHL. Penguins won last night against the Blue Jackets, which helped them a lot. Really helped Penguins. Now, the Blue Jackets, that was a big game. Could the Penguins crunch a wild card? That's coming up on my show. Stay tuned.